All sides are committing war crimes in Yemen. That is the bottom line from United Nations human rights investigators. In a report issued today, UN investigators said that both the Saudi-led coalition and Houthi rebels are guilty of killing Yemeni civilians. But they singled out the American-backed Saudi coalition for the deaths of thousands of civilians in airstrikes. They've died in bombing attacks on schools, hospitals, and markets. Investigator Charles Garraway said the report does not specify what percentages of civilian deaths were caused by each side, but he said there's been a clear pattern of violence against civilians.
We have covered the airstrikes by the coalition, detention by all parties, the shelling by the de facto authorities, the Houthis in Taiz, sexual violence, etc. We have therefore, in identifying patterns, not sought to identify any particular party that is more guilty than others. However, I think it's fair to say that we have, of those parties that we have investigated, and we have not been able to look at, for example, Al-Qaeda and Daesh, who are also involved in Yemen, of those parties, none have clean hands.
On Monday, Saudi Arabia accused the UN of bias for condemning two airstrikes that killed scores of Yemeni children and civilians early this month. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the U.S. was still supporting the Saudi coalition in Yemen and working to end the conflict.
We are constantly reviewing what support we are giving, yes. We also had an Army Lieutenant General in Riyadh almost immediately following the early August tragedy. To convey our concerns and ask for a swift and complete investigation. And we will continue to do everything we can to limit this kind of tragedy. But the most effective way is to get this to a UN-brokered negotiation.
Mattis said U.S. support for the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen was in place before the Trump administration took over early last year. But he said it is still a U.S. priority. So is minimizing the number of civilians caught up in the violence.
We reviewed it. We determined that it was the right thing to do to support them in the defense of their own countries, but also to restore the rightful government. There is, in effect, what is going on. Our conduct there is to try to keep the human cost of innocents being killed accidentally to the absolute minimum. That is our goal where we engage with the coalition. In Yemen, as a general statement, we stay out of the war ourselves, and we are focused on defeating ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. That's what we do where we conduct operations.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis speaking at a news conference today.